I want to give you an idea of what else we have coming up this week before we go back to sleep. Into the Future is going to have us taking a look at the power of renewable energy. I'm going to also continue our discussion on developing intimacy. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid to give it. Don't be afraid to receive it. Let it be something that is continually cycling from heart to heart. On Power Friday, it is all about no more burnout. On Saturday, I'll continue the discussion of, well, actually, I'll begin the discussion that I had planned originally to start this Monday of this week, and that is the discussion on the connection between parents and school success. I mentioned earlier this week that some of you probably saw it on my website that was completed this past weekend, that I was planning to start that discussion on the connection between parents and schools on Monday, but I decided to go ahead and complete the discussion that focused on whether or not to vaccinate our children this past Monday. And so instead of starting the discussion on the connection between parents and schools on Monday and then continuing that discussion on Saturday, as indicated on my website, I will start that conversation this Saturday. So we're also going to take a look at A Polite Country. Yes. And on Sunday, one of the topics we'll discuss is going to be focusing on morality and absolutes in the 21st century. Morality and absolutes in the 21st century. And one of the questions I'd like to ask now, just as food for thought, as we approach the day and get ready to have that discussion, is this. Amongst people of religions, whether we're talking about Muslims, Sikhs, Christians, you name it, amongst people of religion. Because when I say people of religion, of course, we know that we have people who say that they have no religion and they have no religious affiliation. So I'm talking about people who say they do have a religious affiliation. Amongst those people, do you suppose that there is any issue whatsoever with regards to morality and absolutes? In other words, would you assume that all people of religious faiths conclude that there are absolutes? Or would you say that that really depends on the individual, even amongst the religious communities? We're going to explore that this Sunday. All right. Back to sleep. Building a better bedroom. Definitely have it clean and uncluttered. How about that whole issue of using something like lavender that can help reduce blood pressure? Now, part of the reason I mentioned that is because I know that there are quite a few people who could really stand to come up with some healthy ways to reduce blood pressure. Of course, one way to do that is by eating properly. Another way to do that is by exercising regularly. Another way is by getting our proper sleep. And speaking of sleep, how about using some type of oil like a lavender oil that in and of itself helps reduce blood pressure, and we have that process in play while we're in bed sleeping? I mean, you don't even have to have a whole lot of activity for this. You're lying down, you're sleeping, and the oil is doing what the oil does while you're sleeping. She mentioned sprays. I do recognize that. But she also mentioned oils. And so, you know, whatever you think is going to work for you. But you might want to give that a try. Electronics. The pros and cons are increasing connectivity, but we're able to stay engaged with the world from the privacy of our own homes late into the evening or late into the night, even to the wee hours of the morning. However, by doing that, we're exposed to the light that our devices put out. It's not just that we're using the devices. Sometimes just by having them in the room, they're putting out light that interferes with our sleep. And both mental activity and light exposure promote wakefulness instead of sleepfulness, which is what we need when it is time to be in bed resting. Well, we are going to continue this discussion of sleep. I'm going to pick up where I've left off today with this part of the discussion next week. And I apologize. I had planned to also look at this from one of the age perspectives, and I did not get to that. When I say age perspectives, I wanted to focus on one of the age groups. Didn't do that. My bad. I'll plan to get on that next week as well. But still, what we'll be discussing next week is going to be different from what I'll be discussing this coming Saturday. So I definitely want you to join me as soon as you can. Appreciate you all for listening in. We have Erica Campbell in the mornings. We have Roland Martin, 10 to 1, followed by yours truly, followed by Reverend Al Sharpton from 2 till 5. So he's up next. In the meantime, think about this music. One of the things that the expert shared with us is that even some, the right kind of music, she didn't say the right kind, but she said music, and she meant the right kind of music, can help us relax and rest and sleep well at night too. Who knows? Maybe this song is giving you some ideas. Till next time.